Good morning, and thank you for joining us today as we commit to supporting your life journey in knowing the truth of your being. Your commitment to this journey empowers you to become your infinite self. Let us begin this morning with the prescription for spiritual alignment. We are aligned with the presence of God within. We are protected by God's love, wisdom, knowledge, and grace. The God consciousness within helps us discover more about who we are. Thank you, God, for the gift of spiritual intuition. Thank you, God, for aligning our conscious, subconscious, and superconscious minds. Amen. Now, this week's video, Breaking the Illusion, Jane tells us we are in a play believing that everything that is happening to us is real. Unbeknownst to us, it is not. Let us watch and listen.
We live in the world of illusion. When I first heard that, I thought, this seems so real. What is it that I live in illusion, that this isn't real? I don't understand it because it feels real. I'm a body. I feel like I'm really in this body, and my mother and father and my brothers and I are all here. How can this be an illusion? How can this be unreal? How do I understand how to get out of the illusion when I believe in it so desperately? Well, I found out that you can't break yourself out of the illusion at the same time you're in the illusion. You cannot break yourself out of the illusion when you're steeped in the illusion. Now I'm going to talk to you more about that. The illusion is here so that we will believe that what we're doing is important. That because we're here, it's important. And we have to have that illusion as we move through the many aspects of the evolution of our soul. In every instance that you were born in a family, hundreds and hundreds of years ago, you were born into the illusion, into that family, into the brothers and sisters, and maybe you were on a farm, or maybe you are in Palestine, or maybe you were even before that all began. You still lived in illusion. First, you have to acknowledge that you're living in an illusion. You're in a play. What helped me to understand this the best, and I'm going to try to help you to understand it the best I can, is it is a play. You are in a play. And you decided before you ever came into incarnation that this was a play that you wanted to be in. You gave permission to be in this play. You desire to be in this play. Now I'm going to talk a little bit later about how the play happened and how you desired it. But for right now, I just want to talk to you about you are in a play that you desire to be in. A movie. Wow. Sometimes I call it, this is my movie. Sometimes I call it the play. Doesn't matter. I'm here. I'm in this play, and I believe I'm in this play. And all the characters in my play are minor, major actors and actresses in my play. But I am the big I, the important person in this play. That was my illusion. I am the important person in this play. And everything around me is about me. Everything I'm thinking is about me. Well, there may be these other little people in my play, dancing around in my play, but they aren't as important as I am. This is my play. This is my world. And I love my world. It's so wonderful. Oh, but sometimes I don't like my world. Sometimes I think my world sucks. And I want to change the world of illusion that I'm in. So I try new things to try to change the illusion. I change it. Maybe I should be a princess. Ooh, maybe I should be a woman that owns a huge company. Maybe I should go out and create something magnificent for the world so that I will be honored and respected for the brainy person that I am. Whew, that's all an illusion. But guess what? If I desire that long enough to be that woman, to create an empire that she's the queen of or she's the president of, it will happen for me. Maybe not in this lifetime, but it will happen, and it will be another play that I'm creating. So right now in this lifetime, I'm creating my next lifetime with my desires, my hopes, and my dreams, and my disappointments. I could have done it better, should have done it better, could have, would have, should have. You know that one. But I'm in a play. And my play is my illusion. And while I'm in this play, I'm creating the next illusion I'm going to be in, simply through my desires to experience new things or become a better whatever. And I go through my life believing in this illusion and creating the next illusion I'm going to be in. Maybe 500 years from now, maybe 200 years from now, but I'm creating it by my desires right now. But I'm in an illusion. Think one of the ways you can see that you're an illusion. I know you've had a dream. Dream, you go to sleep, you have a dream. And some of those dreams are very, very real. Some of them are just, oh, kind of remember that I had a dream. I can't exactly remember what it's about. But some are, boom, they are so real that when you're in it and that boogeyman is chasing you down the road and you're about to jump over the cliff and you wake up, ah, you say, I'm so glad. Oh, I'm so glad I woke from that dream. Whew, I really felt that there was somebody chasing me. Whew, and I'm even sweating. I'm laying in my bed, but I'm sweating because I felt that that was for real. Somebody for real was coming in and chasing me. But it was a dream. It wasn't real at all. And here I am in my snug in my bed, sweating, but whew, I woke from that terrible nightmare. And there was other dreams that I had that I was wonderful. I had all kinds of wonderful things happening to me in that dream. And it was just so fabulous. And I woke up and I thought, oh, that dream was so much better than what I'm in right now. Oh, I think I'll go back to sleep and see if I can go back into that dream. Mm-hmm. That's the truth. Just check yourself out. I bet you've had those dreams where you've been in a nightmare and you've been in this wonderful thing where you walk on stage and everybody's saying, yay, yay, yay for you. And you say, isn't it wonderful? Or you're with that perfect mate that's thinking you are just fabulous and wonderful and you're getting along so beautifully and boom, you're awake. Oh, I wanted to see how that romance was going to, how it's going to continue. Oh, now I'm awake. Oh my God. Oh, I'm going to close my eyes and go back to sleep and dream. But I can't because I've already woken up. With that in mind, I'm going to say to you that one day you're going to wake from this dream. Awaken in this from this dream on the other side. And we call that death. You wake up on the other side, the other veil. And you look and you think, oh, oh my God, I woke from my dream. Yes, we do. We wake from our dream. And we say, oh, oh my God. And we are given an opportunity at that time to look at our play that we were in and make certain decisions. Wish I could have done that better. I wish I wouldn't have done that. I wish that person wouldn't do what they did to me. I want to get even. That's where the resentment, resistance, revenge comes in that I talked about. And so, now that I've looked over all of my life, and I call that, that's moment in time when we need to look at the journey we just had, and then we make a decision. What is it that we want to continue doing? What is it that we wish we could have done? And we are given another opportunity to make it right. And then our next lifetime is all created. And that's why I said earlier that you, with your desires, you're creating your next illusion, your next lifetime, your next play. But if you start to understand that and you realize that what you're in is an illusion, you can break yourself out of that illusion by first identifying that you're in one. But you have to be able to identify the fact that you are in a play. And the curtain's going to come down one of these days. And when that curtain comes down, you're going to be able to evaluate the play you were just in and decide if you want some of the same actors and actors that were in that play in the next one you're in. You see, all kind of works together here. So we keep evolving, learning, evolving, reincarnating, creating new karma for ourselves. And it keeps going till we start to wake up, until we awaken from the illusion. And we say, we're in an illusion. I need to wake up from this illusion. God, wake me up. Let me see. Show me. Show me my illusion that I'm in. Don't let me get caught up in this dream. And that's what an advanced soul says. I've lived before. I've had other dreams. Now I want to move outside of all that into reality. But as long as I'm in the dream, in the illusion, I can't wake up from the illusion. But if I know I'm in a dream, then I can wake myself up from it. One of the things I began to learn was I had a dream that always happened before I woke up and there was going to be changes in my life. And that dream was always, I was looking for my house. And as soon as I walked down the street, I could see my house. But by the time I got down the street, the house disappeared and went someplace else. And I wake up from that dream. I had it when I was in my 20s. I wake up from that dream scared because I couldn't find my house, frightened. My little heart was going beep, 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 beep. And I thought, oh, thank goodness, that was a dream. Here I am, I'm sitting in my house. Then, whenever I had that dream, looking for my house, I began to say, oh, I'm in that dream again. There's going to be changes in my life happening. I'm waking up. Wake me up now. I got the point. The point was, I'm going to move in consciousness. I'm going to move in consciousness because I can't find my old consciousness. It's gone. I'm moving into a new consciousness. I would immediately wake up in my bed and I would sit down, sit up in my bed and say, oh, okay, I know. There's changes. My old consciousness has gone bye-bye. My old house of consciousness, and there's a new one being created, and I'm moving to it. And it's another illusion, but I know it's an illusion. I know. I have to go into this play in order to understand the play. Do you hear what I'm saying? In order to understand my next play that I was going to be in this lifetime, I had to understand that that was all it was, but I had to go and be in it and observe it. Then you become the observer of the play rather than the actor that's absorbed in the play. That's a difference, a huge difference. And you start to wake up. You start to, oh, whoa. I'm an actor in this play. I know I'm an actor in this play. What is my part? Oh, right now? Oh, I'm a seamstress. I'm going to design clothes. That's what I'm going to do so that I can take care of my family because I need, in this new play, I need money. I need to take care of children that I have now. In this old play, I was divorced. Now in this new play, I'm single. Different play, but I knew I was in a play. The difference was I knew I was in a play. And in this play, I had to take certain responsibilities for my family and do what I needed to do, but I knew I was in a play. And eventually, I'd wake up from that play and be in another one. So instead of being stuck in one play your whole lifetime, you start to wake up from the play that you're in, and you start to participate in your new play, understanding you're just an actor and you are there to learn certain things. Do you understand what I'm trying to say to you? You learn certain things, and that's why you're there, but you're not absorbed in it. You're there to learn and to grow, and to forgive, and release and let go. Then you're breaking the illusion. You're breaking it all into little pieces and it dissolves itself. The other day I was watching television and all of a sudden everything on the screen turned to pixels. You know what I mean? These little lights that go pew, and everything went into little pixels all around. And all of a sudden, then all came back together again, and the play went on that I was watching. And I thought that was so interesting because that's exactly what happens. This play goes into pixels and it dissolves. A new one comes in. But you are now awake enough to cooperate in putting that play together. I call it dismantling the old play and moving into the new. And you become the dismantling of old plays and moving into new ones. That's what an advanced spiritual student does. It starts to understand the evolution of consciousness and what it needs to do. And then it dismantles its old play and moves out of it. It takes and does the pixel thing. It looks at the whole play and say, this is what it is, and this is what I don't want to do, this is what I do want to do. Now I'm putting together something else that's going to help me to grow spiritually. grow spiritually. You become the author of your own spiritual growth with the help of the masters. This is a very advanced course, so if you're watching it, it's advanced. And you have a lot of work to do before you get to the place where you're dismantling the illusion and putting together another illusion. But you know the difference there. You know, you absolutely know the truth of your being. And you can't be fooled. You cannot be fooled. And you play a part. And you know the part you're playing. And you are playing a part that needs certain things to do certain things for the certain reasons that you're doing what you're doing it for. I'm a teacher. I'm a spiritual teacher. I'm here to help advance you that are watching this. Help you to find the truth of your beingness. But I'm an illusion. And I can leave this body. Whew. And go away. But I choose to be in body and support you because I know the truth of you, because it's the truth of me, it's the truth of you. You are a soul to become enlightened, enlightened with and infused with the I that you are, not the I that you think you are, that you've been pretending you are. I am not Jane Elizabeth Fenton Hart. I'm much more than that. I refer to myself now as J.E., Jane Elizabeth, but I just say J.E. because you know what? Jane Elizabeth, she's gone. She's disappeared. She went bye-bye. J.E. is here in support of you. Knowing that the help I'm giving right now to awaken you out of your sleep, that it's going to support you forever and ever and ever, because you will be the master of your own fate. You will be the master of who you are becoming, and you understand your whole self. It's not the magic wand that turns you into something this beautiful, wonderful, but you don't know how you got there. You will know yourself inside out and upside down. The real, not the make-believe. Because when I was Jane Elizabeth Fenton, I was a little girl growing up with two brothers, with a mother and father, and believed everything they told me. However, way down in the bottom of me, I knew there was something more I was supposed to do, not knowing what it was. I eventually moved into the place where I began to grow an understanding of the next possibility for my soul. But I knew there was something I had to find out. I knew that I came with a purpose. I knew I wanted to be awakened this lifetime. I knew that there was nothing going to stop me. Nothing. I would make it through the maze, and it is a maze. With the help of the masters, with the help of my spiritual friends, I got through the maze. Now I can show you how to get through the maze without getting caught up and going around in the maze and not knowing where you're going. I know the doorway out. The doorway out is yourself. The doorway out is to become illumined yourself, to become spiritually awake and aware, and not to believe in the illusion, that you're who you think you are right now. You've been many little tiny eyes, and you've heard me say that before. Little tiny bitty eyes, some bigger than others. They were all an illusion. They're far gone now. Woof, woof, woof. But now you are where you are right now, which is a little eye that's trying to understand its beingness, its total beingness in God. So wake up. Wake up from the dream. Wake up now. You have an opportunity to see this whole life in pixels and let it dissolve and to become all that you are. Then you can play in the illusion, but you aren't the illusion. You can play in the illusion. This last week I was at the ocean, and I was watching all the children playing in the water. They were having the best time throwing water at each other, doing all kinds of wonderful things in the ocean. And I watched that and I thought, there they are. If I pretended that the ocean was God, God's love, the ocean of God's love, God consciousness, and they're all in there playing, but they're individual. They just think they're human beings dancing in the ocean, playing ball in the ocean with each other. But if they woke up, they would realize they were part of the ocean, and they could play in the ocean of love, the ocean of God consciousness, without being caught up in the illusion of the ocean. Now you ponder on that one. It's worth your time and your effort. Right now you're sitting in the ocean of love. Right now you're sitting in the ocean of God consciousness. And as you dissolve yourself from the illusion, when you dissolve yourself from that illusion, you find yourself in the midst of it all of the energy, cosmic energy of this planet. Ask to have the illusion broken. Ask to have the dream. Ask, and it will be given you. Knock, and the door will be opened. Knock on the door to God consciousness and say, open it up. I'm in an illusion and I want to wake up. I want to wake up. No matter what the cost is, and what it means when I say the cost is, you give up your humanhood, and maybe you've held the humanhood so close to your heart, and now you're going to give it up and let it go. Something you've known for many, many lifetimes, woo-hoo-hoo, humanhood, and you're getting really good at playing the game, and now you're going to leave the game before the game is over. Well, tell you the truth, you're never going to win the game. So why keep playing it? You're never going to win it. There's always going to be something more to do. There's always another mountain to climb, another song to write, another dance to learn, another company to own. Always something. Always something you're going to want. Wake me from the illusion. Let me dissolve. Let me dissolve in the energy and life of God within me, through me, beyond me, everywhere present. Let me dissolve. Let me dissolve into it. Every cell of my being, every cell, every atom is dissolving into the ocean of God consciousness. That's where the illusion will be broken. But it's going to take effort on your part. It's not going to be automatic. Think on these things. Ponder on them. Listen to this tape. It's powerful. This video. It's powerful. It's telling you a lot. And it's coming through. Right through. Absolutely. Right through the universe to you. All the energy, all the power, all the strength of the universe is coming at you, shaking you, helping you to wake up to another aspect of yourself. And there's many aspects. Welcome to the journey of breaking the illusion and moving into God realization. Bye-bye for now.
The first time I heard Jane talk about the fact that my life was an illusion, I was stunned. How could that be? It wasn't possible. This was my life, my life. It was real. But as I listened to J.E.'s lessons, I began to have new understandings. And little by little, I got it. My life was an illusion. I was in a play, and I was the leading actor in the play. I began to recognize how when the curtain went down on one act, another act was brought forward. I learned to become an observer of self and move beyond third dimensional consciousness. Everything is spiritual and brought forth for the purpose of evolving our consciousness and finding the truth of our being. We are here to support you as you awaken to the truth of your being. Please join us every Thursday evening at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for our Support for Your Journey gathering. Please note that additional information is noted in the chat area below. Thank you so much for your generous and loving gifts to the center. These gifts allow us to continue our work of expanding consciousness for the upliftment of humanity. Information for donations is also listed in the chat area below. This is our time to come together and meditate. And as we just relax and allow the chair that we're sitting in support us, and close our eyes if you're comfortable doing so, and we are moving into a new understanding of the truth of our being. Our souls are evolving. And moving from the illusion of the third dimension into fourth dimensional consciousness. We are open to new understandings and experiences. We are moving into the infinite. We no longer know ourselves as a personality. We are becoming soul-infused personality. Our ego is no longer running the show. We are becoming we are free. Thank you, God. Amen. And when you're comfortable, just open your eyes. And know the peace that you are and the love that you are. Thank you so much for joining us today. And we look forward to seeing you next week. Bye now.